Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadim, and we're learning Klal Mem Vav, and we're looking at Simen Zayin. So here we deal with the halachos of the kais. There are many halachos in regards to the kais. Interestingly enough, these halachos apply not only to the kais of benching, which is what the Chayadim was talking about, but they apply to the kais of Kiddush, Havdalah, as well. But what's interesting is that the Gemara, when it introduces these halachas of Kosh HaBracha, it introduces them in the context of the Kosh of Berachos HaMazon. So we see the Hashivas to the Kosh of Berachos HaMazon, and this is where the halach introduces these concepts. So the first point that the Chayyadim says is that Kosh HaMavarachim Alav Tzarech Sheyiyah Sholem, that the Kosh that you're saying the Berachos HaMazon on, or again Kiddush or Havdalah, etc., the kais has to be sholem. Vilim nishbar habasis shalamata is possible. And if the holding part of the cup is fine, but some cups come that they have like a pedestal that they stand on, they have a stem that they stand on. Say, even if there's something wrong with the stem, but the whole container part of the cup is complete, but there's something wrong with the stem, that's considered that it's not sholem. On the lip of the cup, there is some little nick. If anything is missing, that's not considered sholem. If there's a crack in the cup, even if there's nothing missing, just there's a cut in the cup, even though nothing has been removed, it's still a problem unless you have no other choice. Okay. Now, there is a difference between the halachas of sholem and the kais and the pogum. So, in regards to the pogum, the halacha is that we do not make a bracha on the kais, which is pogum, and we have to metaken it with some type of a liquid, etc., like we said before. Let's say you don't have that option. You only have the wine, which is pogum. You have no other liquid available to help you be metaken the wine. In the bidiyavid of the bidiyavid, you have no choice. So Shulchan Aruch says that you can use yayin, which is pogum. If it would come down to a choice between yayin, which is pogum, and chamar medina, now again, theoretically that shouldn't be relevant because you could use it, the chamar medina, to be metaken the wine. But on a conceptual level, what is better, chamar medina or yayin, which is pogum? It's actually a machlokes. Which one is considered better. So that's how far we demote the wine, which is pogum, because of the pekima, to the point that some shitas hold that chamar medina is better in that situation than wine. Even though normally we say that whenever you have wine, you cannot use chamar medina. But over here, that's how far we take it. On a practical level, we don't do that. For two reasons, because we already mentioned them, it's not so clear exactly what is Chamar Medina, what is acceptable for Chamar Medina. And because it's a machlokes, you only use it b'shas hadchak. And secondly, you can use the Chamar Medina as a form of tikkun for the wine. Regards to the kais being sholem, if you don't have another kais, simply you use the kais and that's it. If you don't have another option, you're allowed to use the kais. Okay. Now, the Chayyadim continues and says that the next point is that the cup has to be clean. So the Gemara says that you need both of these things, that it has to be washed inside and out. So you have to make sure that there's no shirayim in the kais of previous wine, or sometimes people would use the cup on the table. So there's wine and little crumbs of food get into it as well. So it has to be washed inside and out. Let's say by the Seder, so we have the Dalet Kaisis, so that halacha is that from the first Kais to the second Kais, there's no requirement of Hadacha and Shtifa because it was not in the context of a meal. So all that was left over is just the wine from the first Kais. That's not considered a chasorin for the second kais. But from the second cup to the third, where you've had the kais on the table during the meal, and possibly some crumbs of the matzah, etc., could get into the cup, those type of things. So then before the third case, a person would require the halacha of hadacha and shtifa, in order that it should be naki. Let's say a person knows that they did not use the cup at all between the second and third case for anything other than the wine which they use at the second case, and they moved it off the table, let's say. They bring it back. They would not require hadacha and shtifa, even though obviously, if you have an option, it's fine to do that, but it would not be required. But if it's on the table during the meal, before you use it for the third cup, you would require the lachos hadacha and shtifa, washing it inside and out. And then you want to fill the kais up to totally, and that it's included. Even if because of doing so, when you pick it up, some might spill. Potentially, there might be an issue of baltashkas, you're wasting some of the wine. So if I do it a little bit less from the top, so I won't be wasting the wine. So we still say that it's important to be mole. Obviously, if a person has a steady hand, it's important to try and be steady and not waste wine for no purpose, because that's baltashkas. For example, by havdola, when a person overflows to put out the mila of that kaiser of wine, my cup overflows, doesn't require that you have 6 ounces of liquid on your plate. That would be baltashkas, the waste of the wine. Obviously, many people use it to extinguish their nair afterwards, and they don't drink that wine anymore. And they're not pouring it back into the cup. So your person spills over a little bit, that's sufficient. So there is a concept of baltashkas over here, but in regards to the mila mole, that is significant enough that a person should be fill it up and not be concerned about the collateral damage of some spilling, which will be considered baltashkas. Have a good day.